VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Welcome, everyone. It is VSN Arcade Podcast number 83. That's right. Virtual Sports Network Radio's Arcade Podcast. It's number 83, guys. We're 17 away from number 100. I am your fill-in host for the day. Jay Dizzle is out with a case of, I believe, some sort of STD in his throat. So he is out this week, but he will be back, of course, as usual. But joining me tonight, it is the producer of the year, I believe, 2013 producer of the year. Mr. Swirly, what's up, man?
Wow, that's quite the tag to go along with me.
Hey, you win an award, you get to celebrate it.
Well, fucking A.
It's that easy. You know, hey, 2014, I expect you to back-to-back it up, so bring it all year long with the VSN Arcade Podcast. And also, along for the ride tonight, the man from the Dirty South, Nub Nation, what's up, man?
What's happening? Currently worried about Ryan Anderson.
He just got taken off on a stretcher. You had me switch over to the game. My doppelganger. Taken out, neck brace. That's a brutal one.
Right, that's bad. That's bad.
Something that doesn't happen in a game I've been playing a lot, which we'll talk about in a second, NBA 2K14. The old stretcher brought out on the court. It shouldn't happen anywhere. Yeah, he's not going. That's going to be a bad one. That's going to be a couple weeks for you. But we're going to talk video games tonight. We'll stay away from the basketball discussion and the sports discussion, unless it comes to gaming, because it is a brand new year for the VSN Arcade Podcast, and that means a whole year coming up of plenty of video game talk. We even do them right now in the midst of dead time in the video game world.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is. I think it, I mean, it is, besides the fact that everyone's playing games right now on Christmas break.
It is completely dead.
You've got a couple stories I think there's a couple things I wanted to mention when we get to news later, but we're going to be talking about some games that are on our backlog we want to maybe bust out in 2014. Also, we're going to be talking about some video game sales and the holiday experience with your video games, but we start as we always do, and that is with what we've been playing lately, and I will start with the man who I introduced last to the show, Nub Nation. Nub, what have you been playing lately, man?
Oh, so much. So much. 2K still gets the daily play out of me. You need to quit ducking me, Bomber.
I know.
Like, you need to cut it out. Play a lot of 2K. Gonna try and get back into Borderlands soon.
Hey, what mode are you playing in 2K?
My GM. I'm not a fan of my player. Never was. Never really will be.
Are you not
controlling my Pelicans?
Are you not having the issue with the VC, the virtual currency, or whatever it's called?
No, because that's in my GM, it's not 100% necessary. I mean, yeah, if you want to, do you need it to really go make trades and stuff? No, not exactly. At least not what I thought. I traded Eric Gordon for Roy Hibbert, and it took no special skills at all. So VC is not an issue, but it's necessary to play stuff like my player, you know, to upgrade your player and stuff. But in my GM, you don't really need it. So I have myself a good old time.
So you've been playing the NBA 2K14. I know if people haven't heard, the servers with NBA 2K14 are brutal. And that game right now, I've got it for PS3. I've been playing it, and it's weird because all the offline mode, like the modes you'd expect to be offline modes, the My Career, which is the creative player mode, and also the My GM, which is what Nub's playing, they saved to a server. I don't quite still understand why that's happening, why they wouldn't just save to your hard drive and run off that. But the fact that they saved to the server, and the server is sketch as can be,
yep,
it's causing problems across the board. It is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I only had one day where I had a real issue, and that happened to be Christmas.
As you can probably understand.
Right, but, I mean, putting your saves and stuff on a server, that's not a good look. But that was their form of DRM, if you will. Because I think the only thing you can play is quick games if you aren't connected to the internet or connected to their servers.
So weird.
It was a bad idea. I don't think they're going to follow through with that again.
No, I would say that's a one-time experiment that went south real fast. Do you have it, Swirly? Do you have NBA 2K14?
I don't. I usually only go one sports game a year, and 99% of the time, it usually ends up being MLB The Show.
Smart choice. I've got some thoughts on that coming up. Okay, so you've been playing NBA 2K14. What else, Nub?
BioShock. Getting into BioShock Infinite and Walking Dead.
The new season?
No, season one. That'll segue into the next topic, if you will. But I've been playing a bunch of stuff that I bought from the Steam sale, of course. So yeah, I've been neglecting my PS4, other than playing 2K and my TGT games. I'm just kind of waiting around for Infamous, pretty much.
I'm with you on the neglecting of the PS4, but I'll get to that in a little bit when I get to the games I've been playing. Is that what you've got on your slate right now? Because that's a pretty solid list right there.
Right. A lot of stuff. Those are just a couple of things. Because I bought so much from the Steam sale. I really did. Way more than I should have.
And we'll get to that in just a second. Swirly, what have you been playing lately?
Well, I've been trying to narrow it down. I really hate starting one game, playing a little bit, starting another game, playing a little bit, and so on. So I've been trying to, and ever since the PS4 came out, I've been getting into the bad habit of doing that. So lately, I've been trying to finish games. I finished Assassin's Creed 4, which I absolutely loved, which was great because I disliked AC3 very much. And then since I completely forgot that I had $10 from Sony when I got my PlayStation 4, so I picked up the AC4 Freedom Cry DLC, which was $9.99. So that was fantastic. That was a pretty good DLC. I reviewed it for the site that I write for, so that was fun. And I've been playing a little bit of Killzone Shadowfall multiplayer and also Killzone Mercenary multiplayer, which, man, I can't get over how well Mercenary plays online for a handheld game. It's awesome.
Is there good action online? I mean, is there enough guys on there to make it worthwhile?
Oh, yeah. It's just as fun as any multiplayer I've been playing recently. Of course, I've been playing Forza Motorsport 5 with the Apex guys on Sunday nights. That's been pretty fun. And a game that I am absolutely loving, I just started it this week, is Alpha Protocol. And if you can get past how unpolished the game is, the story and the characters and how the game plays just sucks you in so much. And it's an absolute blast. I've loved almost every minute of it.
Hang on, what do you mean how unpolished the game is? And isn't that an old game?
It's 2010. It seems like it was rushed out. The graphics aren't very good. It looks like a very early, gen game from 360 PS3. Cutscenes, the animations are very robotic. There's some AI that's pretty dumb in places. They don't really react like you would think a normal person would. And I did run into a glitch where I was going towards something and then I died and had to go back to the last checkpoint, and then where I was supposed to go just completely reset to something that I had already done before my checkpoint. So I had to redo that mission. So that kind of sucked, but I mean, it's obvious that Sega just made Obsidian just push that thing out the door when it wasn't ready, but the story and the characters and having a game that's kind of Splinter Cell-esque and have it being an RPG with your building your character and having choices in what you do in the world with other characters and talking to people, it's just, it's pulled me in and I'm hooked.
I like that. Who got you into that one?
You know, I can't remember how I got into. I think it's always a game that seems to come up at NeoGAF, and it's despite its not very well reviewed. It's got like a 64 review score on Metacritic and a 6.6 user score. But everywhere I go on NeoGAF, somebody always brings up, man, Alpha Protocol was such an underrated game. And then Jay Dizzle got it for me for Secret Santa, so I finally popped it in, and it's awesome.
It's funny because we're going to be talking about the backlog games that we're going to be playing here in a little bit. And it is one of those things where you get a game like that has terrible, you know, some games just bad reviews, especially because you mentioned the graphics might not be up to par and some of the stuff might be wrong with that aspect of the game. But there is something to be said for just a game that has a really good story and real creative in that aspect.
Man, it's like you get these twists and turns at every moment, and it has me on the edge of my seat. The whole time I'm playing it, it's great.
Anything else on your docket for what you're playing right now?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything else.
Well, I've got a couple things I've been playing. I really got into Steam as of late, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But the games I've kind of been working on, I beat Torchlight 2. On the PC, which I thought was a lot of fun. It's just kind of like a Diablo game, and I enjoyed it. I started it a long time ago, a couple years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, actually, and enjoyed it. Got my new PC, my gaming PC, and loved playing through Torchlight 2, so I beat that over Christmas. I've also been playing on the PC some FTL, Faster Than Light, enjoying that game. Also on the PC, some Borderlands 2, busted that out because... Nub, we're going to get on there and work some Pandora over, okay?
Yes.
So I busted that out. And then on the Xbox, I went on and I hadn't checked what their free download was for the month. And I grabbed that Shoot Many Robots game. I don't know if either of you guys have played that.
Nope.
It's real cheesy. It's just a side-scroller where you just shoot many robots. And you get a guy, robots are all over the screen. You've got survival missions where you're kind of in a small map that you just try to survive with the boundaries on the left and right. And then you have certain maps that are Mario style. You just try to get from point A to point B, fighting through tons of robots. But the fun of it is you shoot robots, they drop their parts, which you then collect, and it's currency in the game. So you shoot these robots, you get their parts, use them as currency. They also, some of them drop weapons, outfits, you get hats, you get all sorts of stuff that you can then buy with the money you collect. So it's all about like upgrading your character, getting lucky, and finding certain weapons that you can then buy when you go back after the game's done. And I did some multiplayer with that the last couple nights with some buddies, and that's been pretty fun. I hadn't busted my 360 out in a while. It had been a bit since I played any 360 games because I've been on the PC and then also playing NBA 2K14 on the PS4, which I'm really having a fun time with. And I haven't really ran into a lot of the problems people are talking about. I'm also doing my GM, like Nub is, but I did play some my career, and I know, Nub, you don't like it, but I really find those modes to be pretty fun, and the My Career mode is real creative. I like how they've worked a story into it. They do a pretty good job with keeping it fresh. I've always enjoyed the games that you just have one guy and you try to see how far you can advance his career, whether it was in basketball, college football, Madden, and then, of course, the game that got me started on it, which was MLB The Show with Road to the Show. And all I know is that when I play this NBA My Career, it gets me real excited because I'm hoping that the guys at the MLB The Show building are just watching it going, this is what we need to do. Like, we need to take a great mode, and I still think the baseball variety is the best one of them all, but they could really just knock it out of the park if they take the features that NBA 2K14 adds and put that in the Road to the Show. It would be like, I could buy that game by itself. I wouldn't even need everything else that comes with it. I find it fun, and I'm bummed out, Nub, you don't like it, because I feel like it'd be kind of fun to compare dudes in that game if you were running through that mode.
Just grinding VC at a point. It reaches that point where it's just grinding VC.
It is. I guess you have to go into it with a mindset of like I do, and I just go, it's all about a story for me with my player. I geek out when I do that, and I'm like, while I'm playing, I'm really into it in like a probably not normal way and probably not safe way and not sane. And I get into it. I love doing that. I don't know. Swirly, do you like Road to the Show on the MLB series?
That's all I fucking play.
Right. And you know how great Road to the Show is just on MLB. Well, I mean, they've got storylines involved in the 2K one. They've got tons of fun cutscenes. And you go, you bring that to Road to the Show, that thing is going to be, that mode could get unbeatable, even though I feel like it already is really top notch. They start adding stuff to it, that is going to be lights out, and I'm really hoping they turn their eyes to that. I'm glad, Swirly, you did Road to the Show on the MLB series.
Oh, it's, I mean, there are some days when I really get into that, I can get at least halfway through an entire season. It's just, you start playing, and next thing you know, it's like 4 a.m.
It's funny because I had the discussion, I've had it. Over Christmas break, I have a lot of buddies anyways who got money for Christmas and gift cards to, you know, Best Buy and stuff, and they're at that crossroads now of what system do you choose. They're looking to get Xbox One, looking to get PS4, and I have nothing against either system. I have a PS4, I want to get an Xbox One at some point. I like that. I think, Swirly, you have both systems, right?
I do.
And I've been telling my buddies who are asking that question lately, I'm all PS4 as I get ready for the fact that there's no baseball game on Xbox One. And the fact that you can get MLB The Show on PS4, you can have access to Road to the Show, that to me is like now and looking forward at it and playing NBA 2K my career, I'm like I'm very happy about my choice with PS4 and very excited about the prospect of that baseball game coming up in March.
I'm definitely ready to see some more stuff come out about that game.
I hope they put the time into it.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, those are the games I've kind of been playing. I haven't really got into anything else. Like I said, Torchlight 2 beat it, Shootman and Robots, Borderlands 2, FTL, and NBA 2K14. I've completely given up on Battlefield 4 for PS4. I'm terrible at that game. At this point, it has nothing to do with any server issues or any glitches. I'm just flat-out terrible at that game. I think the only shooters I will be getting from this point on in my life, I will play the Halos because I feel like guys like me who are not good at shooting games can get away with being decent in that with some luck. And then the Borderlands games, I'll get those ones. But otherwise, I'm out. Battlefield 4 broke me on trying to get into any sort of competitive first-person shooter. So I don't know if you guys are still liking that game, but that's one that I wish I could get some decent trade-in value for, even though I can't.
I don't want to trade it in just because of how much I loved Battlefield 3. I'm just kind of waiting until, you know, things get pretty much clear.
Is it close? Have they fixed anything?
It seems to work.
I keep hearing it's getting better. I haven't tried it out in a while, so I can't say for myself.
It'll be fun to see if they get that fixed, how that goes. That's a world of hurt for EA. That's a big black eye on those guys. Like a really, really big black eye on them. And it's funny because I don't feel like I hear a whole lot of talk about ghosts. Like, Call of Duty came out with a game this fall that I don't hear a whole lot about, and I would think I'd hear a ton about it with all the problems that Battlefield's having. Maybe I just run into the wrong circles, I guess, but do you guys hear anything about it?
I really don't.
Not ghosts.
I mean, even the guys on VSN who seem to be big Call of Duty players in the past, I don't even hear much out of them.
Yeah, it's weird to me. It's I was sure that this move, this EA blunder, would just catapult Call of Duty into the limelight of shooters, but I don't feel like I've missed anything with that. Nothing at all. I even thought about getting it. Like, I looked at it and thought, I was so stupid. This is when I decided I can't do shooters. I was like, well, I didn't like Battlefield, so maybe I can be good at Call of Duty. And then I just heard nothing about it and realized that's probably good. I need to be done with those altogether anyways.
If you're going to cave and buy a game, buy a shooter for online, I think you should do Killzone.
Really?
I'm not going to jump on that.
I could be down with that.
Not Call of Duty.
I'm not Call of Duty, no. But I put in a little time on Killzone during the free multiplayer weekend or whatever, and it is average at best. Like, it kind of made me feel, yeah. I was going to buy it as soon as the weekend was over, and I'm like, nope, not even going to do it.
It'll be interesting to see what the next good shooter is. What is Titanfall, the next one that comes out?
Yep.
It'll be fun to see how that one goes next gen, because right now, from the sounds of it, it's not good. It's like an 0-3 or more on shooters with the PS4 and Xbox One. So they're due. I'm sure Titanfall hopefully will bring it and make all those shooter junkies, those FPS junkies, happy. Switch gears a little bit from what we're playing to the old Christmas season, because we're just getting through New Year's. We just got done with Christmas, and I want to hear about it, guys. I want to hear what Santa brought you. I want to hear what you got yourself with the Christmas money. Holiday games, man, it's a good time for video games in terms of sales. Bad times in terms of stories. There's nothing going on that way, but what did you guys find in your systems after this holiday season?
Well, my family never buys me games, unfortunately. But luckily, pretty much everybody outside of my immediate family just gives cash or gift cards. So I went out on the 26th and bought a decent number of games. I bought Killzone Shadowfall. I bought Killzone Mercenary for the Vita. Bought Metro Last Light for the PS3, and you might laugh at me for this, but for some reason, I really wanted to play it again. Who knows if I will, but I bought the original Assassin's Creed for like $5.
What? Gross.
Why are you going to put yourself through that?
Right. Like that.
I don't know.
That game right there literally is the reason I can't even play those games anymore.
Me too. I never made it past one because I disliked it so much.
I've pushed through one, played all the way to the end of two, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this, I quit.
Hang on. The Assassin's Creed 4 was so good, Swirly, that it caused you to erase your memory and rebuy one. That is mind-boggling. That's a good plug right there for AC4.
Well, I didn't think it was a good game, but I don't have the hate for it that a lot of people do. So, I mean, I just wanna throw. I don't even know if it'll end up getting in my system because my backlog is pretty deep. But I saw it sitting there for $5. I was like, hey, what the hell? But then I got an email the other day from GameStop saying that I had a whole bunch of rewards points built up, and it was like 17,000 points, and there's a coupon on there that said you get any used game for 50% off. So it's like, you know what, if I get one that's near full price, that's a pretty good deal. So yep. I went in looking for Dead Rising 3. They didn't have any used copies. So I was like, all right, I'll just look around. And I ended up getting Skyrim Legendary Edition. And I got it for like $24.
Nice. That's awesome. That's a good purchase.
So goodbye, life.
So true, man. What's all in Legendary Edition?
All the DLC.
How much DLC did they come out with for that game?
There's Dawnguard, Hearthfire, and Dragonborn.
Okay, so that's pretty solid right there. And Skyrim, we'll talk about Skyrim in a few minutes from my aspect anyways, but it's a game that I really love that I fell off the map with, but I don't want to get into that quite yet because we're going to get to that in our backlog of games, spoiler, looking ahead. But, okay, so you got yourself some AC1. What else did you get?
Killzone Mercenary for the Vita, Shadowfall for the PS4, and Metro Last Light.
Shadowfall any good?
I haven't gotten into the campaign at all, but I've played probably 3 or 4 online matches, and I didn't have a good time, so.
Okay. And the multiplayer for it is working a lot better than the multiplayer for Battlefield 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge deal. That is a huge deal.
It is very average. Like, it really disappointed me when I played. Because if we all remember, I was the person telling everybody to get Killzone.
That is true.
I was that person.
Right.
And I bought all these sports games in Battlefield and never got around to getting it. So when the multiplayer weekend came up, I said, you know what, it was a perfect time for me to play it. I'm going to get it as soon as the trial is over. And by the end of it, you know what? It's so average that I can't even justify it.
I think it was weird when I went and got it at Best Buy on the 26th. I ended up getting like $20 off of it. So for $40, I'll take it.
I'm gonna go get Knack.
I haven't heard anything about that game. I have not heard not even a single thing about. Once again, this is all based on the crews I run with.
General media consensus is that the game is terrible, but I love classic platformer puzzles. So it is right up my alley, and I'm going to buy and play it.
Why not? Here's the deal. The nice thing you hope is if it got bad reviews and bad pub, maybe that'll drive the price down a little bit. You can always hope that, so then wait on it a bit, see if you can get that for a little discounted price, and hopefully you dig it.
I'm probably going to love it. True story.
All right, so Nub, Swirly, we heard what you got. Was there anything else you snagged you wanted to throw out there?
Just the games that Dizzle got me for Secret Santa, which was Alpha Protocol and the Killzone Collection.
All right, that's a nice Secret Santa right there.
It was.
Nub, what did you get for Christmas, man?
Well, my family does not support my habit. So, I got nothing for Christmas. But thank you, Steam Winter Sale, is all I can say.
Dude, the Steam Winter Sale is, I know we're going to talk about that right now ad nauseum, because you and I, Nub, I think destroyed our bank accounts in the Steam Winter Sale.
Like, I'm literally broke until Monday between the Winter Sale and New Year's. But I got The Binding of Isaac, BioShock Infinite, Fez, Left 4 Dead, Civ 5, Torchlight, The Walking Dead, and the Penny Arcade bundle, which wasn't even on sale, but I figured I'm spending all this money, might as well. The Penny Arcade on the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 3 and 4, since I played 1 and 2 on the PSN and loved them. But man, I did not anticipate spending all that money.
How much do you think you spent on the Steam sale again?
I probably put $120 in.
Jeez, man.
At least. And I got the Borderlands 2 season pass. It's already had it. And the season pass was on sale for like $20. It was only $10 off, but it was enough for me to go, I gotta get it right now.
So did you get any console games?
Nope. Not at all. Absolutely neglecting my PS4 at the moment.
That's impressive. I went to get one, and they did not have it. So I ended up buying no console games. I went to buy Madden. I was going to go buy Madden. Mm-hmm. I had a Best Buy card. I had a couple Best Buy cards. And went to Best Buy. They were out of Madden, so I didn't buy it. I ended up I had, I think, $75 to Best Buy. So I was going to buy Madden. Didn't have it. I ended up spending $75 to buy $75 worth of Steam cards, which I then just turned around and bought what I felt like was 100 games.
Right?
It went along. I mean, I probably got somewhere near, I mean, I'm opening up my Steam right now. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21 games.
God damn.
You did much better than I did.
21 games I got. Now, I mean, a lot of those were some of the $2.99s that right. are independent games. But I like those. I dig those. I was playing Starbound a while ago and really liked that. So I got Terraria because it's a completed game. So I got that for real cheap. It was like $3.99. I got some really cheesy game, Legend of Dungeon, for about $1.99. So $75, a lot of it was spent on really cheap games. I did buy Football right. Manager 2014 because there's a couple guys from BSN who are really into it. I think Glenn from the site, Glenn Willett, has like 450 hours put into that game since November.
God damn.
It's one of my absolute favorite statistics of 2013, the amount of sims. So I bought that. I got Out of the Park Baseball. So I got two Sims because I've been dying to get into a sports simulator. So I got both of those to kind of see which one sticks on me more. And then I got the Borderlands 2. I got Skyrim. I did not get Legendary Editions, Swirly, so I'm bummed with that. But I got Skyrim and Morrowind. So I bought an old classic, an oldie.
Right.
I still keep trying to look out for Morrowind at my local vintage game store, and I never find it.
It's a great game. That game was Morrowind, because I love Skyrim. It was a game where, I told you we'd get to it in a bit, but I rebought it because it's a game that I neglected when it came out. I got it, and I let my brother borrow it, and when he did that, I never went and got it back. So I got about 15 hours into it. He wanted to borrow it. I let him do that. I thought he was going to borrow it for a weekend, and next thing I know, it was like 2 years. So I finally got that for PC. I'm dying to get into that. But I really loved Morrowind. I thought that was such a cool game. And part of the lure of it to me was the fact that it didn't do what now Oblivion and Skyrim has done, which I love that it's streamlined more, and I love that when you can fast travel to places that you know you need to go because you've got the little dot on the map saying, here's where you need to go for your quest, and it's easier to follow your quests. There was something fun about Morrowind about being completely confused on what you were supposed to do. Like, you really had to pay attention. You really had to remember what people told you. It was as open. I felt like that game was, like, really open world for its time.
Yeah, what's really cool about the Skyrim DLC, I can't remember if it's Dawnguard or Dragonborn, but it actually brings Morrowind back in.
Really?
Really.
I'd be all about that.
I just cannot play Skyrim.
Yeah, I can't wait to travel to old Morrowind.
That'll be fun. That'll be a fun deal right there. I'm excited to hopefully play it. But yeah, just the Steam holiday sale, man. I get a lot of people were saying, and I just got my gaming PC in October, so I didn't have it for summer. But a lot of people said the summer sale items were pretty much the same as the winter sale. So for someone like me, I wasn't bummed out about it because I had not been there for the summer sale. But that was just the guy was. I was checking the app on my phone, the Steam app on my phone, and, like, running to my computer every 8 hours to update and see what the flash deals were. And then I was pretty much buying a flash deal every time they updated. Which, once again, I love some of those indie games. I don't know where you guys are in those, but I do love a game with great graphics. I love, I'm excited to play Skyrim on PC with the mods to, like, really push it to the limits of graphics. But I don't have a problem with a game like this Legend of Dungeon game I'm playing, which is just real. It's the worst graphics. It looks like it might as well be a Super Nintendo game, but the game is fun still. Like it's real creative. It's like they took old graphics, but they use a real creative mindset that they've gotten from so many years of gaming and games out there. I'm fine with it, man. As long as I can have fun with the game and it's got like a good pretense with it, I'm down with. I can put up with some pretty crappy graphics or those kind of games, as long as I'm not paying an arm and a leg for it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the games that you mentioned that you picked up, I would absolutely love to play Starbound. I love watching that game on Twitch, and man, I wish I could play it. It looks so fun.
It is awesome. I've really enjoyed it, Swirly. It's a really weird game, but I've really enjoyed it. And I've kind of put off playing it for a little bit. It's in pre-release right now, so it hasn't, you know, the full game isn't out, and you play it for a while, and every week when they update it, it, like, deletes your character, so you have to start over every time. So that's kind of frustrating. It's still fun to play and fun to see. I guess the fun part is seeing the changes they make. Yeah. At this point, when you get it, you play it for a week, and then you see an alert that says, you know, they're going to update the game, and then there's a ton of cool changes in it. You go, that's pretty sweet. But I've kind of put that on the back burner, and I bought that game Terraria, which a lot of people said Starbound is like. But that game is full, so I'm going to go through and play that one, I think, a lot, because it will get me what the fix of Starbound is, but in a full game where I know I'm not going to log on one day and have my character that I've spent, you know, 10 hours or so building. He's not going to be gone.
Right.
Still kind of fun. I don't know. You know, the early release thing is, it has its pluses and it has its minuses for sure. I mean, there is frustrating stuff. There's a lot of cool things about playing a game that isn't out yet officially. But you do get the things like deleted characters, or, you know, they put something in the game, they try out for a week to see if it works, and you have to put up with that, and it maybe ruins the game for a while, and then you have to wait till they fix that to get into it again. But it's kind of cool to be part of the early release. It's kind of fun to see, you know, from a very far outsider's perspective, guys making change on the video games that eventually, you're really going to love the crap out of.
Yeah.
And I feel like for you, Swirly, I know you don't have a gaming PC, but a game like Starbound is one that you could probably play on your computer, I'm imagining.
I don't know.
It's not really an intensive game.
No, I mean, graphically, it's nothing. You know, graphically, it's just a 2D side-scrolling game. That's it. I mean, and it can't be burning your processor with what you do in that game. I mean, I feel like a game like Minecraft is really doesn't really push the limits, but that would take a lot more to run that game on your PC than Starbound.
Because Minecraft, nothing better than Minecraft than just making your entire computer shit itself by exploding a bunch of TNT.
There you go. See, Nub is a first-hand speaker on the world of running your computer into the ground.
Speaking of Minecraft, I wish that game would hurry up and come to PS4 because I want it.
Swirly?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you.
Okay, I need to know why, because Nub, it is funny that Swirly just said that. It is the one game, and I mentioned all the games I bought on the Steam sale, and I went to try to get Madden, couldn't buy it. I didn't get anything for Xbox 360. But Minecraft is the one game that every single time I go to click buy, every time I clicked buy on a game in the Steam winter sale, I thought to myself, why am I not just buying Minecraft? For some reason, I really want that game. And why shouldn't I want it, Nub?
Because think of like The Sims and how much it is a time suck. In that, like when Sims 3 first came out, I remember this. I was taking summer classes. Sims 3 comes out, and I'm supposed to be doing homework. All right, I'll play a couple hours of Sims 3. A couple of hours ended up turning into, no joke, 16 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Straight.
Oh, yeah.
No eating. It's like, I'm in my room. My room's dark. So, I don't know what time it is. Look out, I finally open my window. It's dark. I look at the clock, and, you know, 16 hours have gone by. Now, think of this. Now, I'm going to take you back to when Minecraft first came out, when it was actually $5. All you had to do was PayPal this dude $5, and you got Minecraft and all the updates. Well, Minecraft swept the entire computer science department. All right? We literally opened a server on campus, hosted a server on campus, and would literally, and I do mean literally, spend all day in the computer science lab playing Minecraft. If you want an absolute time suck, then go get Minecraft. I'll just tell you that.
Well, yeah, that's what Swirly and I are looking for, right, Swirly?
I certainly plan on it being that.
It is an absolute time suck. and you just don't realize how much time you have. And then you feel bad about it. You feel bad that you have just wasted an entire day. Like, and then you realize all the things you could have done to be productive as a productive member of society. But instead, you're going to sit there and stare at a computer screen and go literally farm and mine shit until you realize that I have to make myself stop. It is, you really don't want to do it. I mean it.
That sounds like the best thing ever.
The game's, it's like $25 right now.
So that I was to tell you how long I've played Minecraft. If it is $25 now, it was $5 when I bought it.
Swirly, now I just want to get it and play with you all night.
If y'all get it, I will time suck with you guys. Just because I know I'll have a good time, but really, it's such a bad idea.
Well, the other problem is with that game now, you know, it's on PC, it's on PS3, it's on Xbox 360, so it's on a lot of platforms, and I would have the issue of trying to make sure I get the best one.
Yeah, I saw...
The best one will always be the PC.
Yeah. I saw today that it's finally coming out for PS3, and I want to make that purchase, but I'm just like, I gotta hold strong for my PS4 version.
Okay, yeah, because it's out for PS3.
What if they announce that you get the PS3 version and the PS4 version is free at that moment? Like they've been doing with quite a few of these games.
I don't think I would be able to control myself.
Well, now I know what I'm going to have to try to talk myself out of doing tonight, and that's figuring out a way to get Minecraft. Gosh dang it. Thanks a lot for that one right there. It's funny because that game is one you see, man. You see a lot. I feel like I see a ton of videos on that everywhere I go, people playing it. I don't really understand even how it works. I don't understand much about it. Some reason I know I just want it. The one thing I was saying now about that game is every time I see it, it looks like the only way to have fun with it is to play it multiplayer. Is it good single player?
I played a lot of it single player, and it was fun. I mean, like I said, but you're doing it the hard way, because you literally have to go and you start with your fist and you go punch trees to get wood, and then you have to go make a wooden pickaxe to just keep upgrading the shit you can mine. But there's an entire wiki on how to build half the shit. And I'm sure it is so much bigger now than what it was then. Multiplayer, though, is so much fun. It really is. It is just way too much fun. Being in a room with people, especially people that you know. Like, I remember one day, I was in the computer science lab. I had to go to class. And so, I leave the computer science lab, go to class, and I'll be back in an hour. And I come back and I find my character literally boxed in by diamonds with nothing but a single block of TNT. They said, this is your only way out. and I literally have to hit the TNT to kill myself just so I get out. And this is after I dug this giant hole that I was about to build. I was going to build something absolutely ridiculous. This is my area. Nobody come here. And what they decided to while I was in class, surround me in diamonds and give me a single block of TNT and say, yep, this is your only way out.
It's awesome. See, I'm all about it. I'm all in on it. Swirly, when you get it, let me know. I'll jump on it with you and we will have a blast. And I don't have it yet. Swirly, you don't have the game yet. So we don't have to worry about it being on our backlog of games that we're going to talk about. But I imagine when we get it, it won't stay there long. I imagine we could probably get our money out of that if it comes to PS4. When it comes to PS4 and we enjoy that one with some of the folks from Virtual Sports Network. But I do want to get to the main bread and butter of the podcast tonight, which is taking a look right now, 2014's here. I want to take a look at our old games, three from each of you, three games that are in your backlog that in 2014 you would like to see taken out of that and put the check mark next to finished. I will start with Nub. Three games, Nub, that you're in your backlog you want to finish this year.
BioShock Infinite.
Okay, you know, that's a good one because that one just came out last year. So I feel like you still, like, if you play that now, it's not like you waited too long on it. You know, you're still fairly timely with it. I'm like,
all the games, yeah, see, anything that I wanted to play, it's not longer, it's not older than at least 2 years.
A good man.
Right, so if there's something that I want to play, I'm going to get it and I'm going to play it. But no, Bioshock Infinite is no doubt number one. The next one, Walking Dead, season one. Never played it.
It's really good.
I hear that. I finally got around to actually getting it. I finally got around. And the last one, I lucked up on this one, is I do want to play Tomb Raider. Never played the newest one. And the definitive version comes out this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that one's for the new systems.
Yes, so I get to, not only do I get to play it, I get to play it in awesomeness.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of everything. The graphics are a little tighter. Everything runs a little bit better. I'm intrigued in that one also. That one, that I didn't really know about that version. I just saw an article on it and read it, and that looks cool, man. I can probably get down with that one.
Yeah, it's for that type of game. It's very surprising how good the gameplay is. I loved every minute of it. I've actually even played that game twice already.
Really? Okay, really? See, that's good here. That's one. I mentioned my brother borrowed my Skyrim and never gave it back. I gave him Tomb Raider for his birthday last year. It came out right on his birthday. And so I gave him that game. And I plan totally on, at some point, borrowing that from him with no intentions of giving it back. Because what goes around comes around. And that game looked real. Those are three good games right there, Nub. I'd say yours are a lot more recent, I think, than some of mine. But I dig those. And Swirly, I think you beat some of those.
I've got at least one pretty old game.
Okay, well, real quick, before you do that, did you beat Infinite?
Yes. Did you beat all of those, actually?
Yes.
So you beat Infinite. I know you just said you beat Tomb Raider twice.
Yes.
And your third one was what again, Nub?
Walking Dead.
And you beat Walking Dead, right?
I am three episodes in.
Okay.
So am I.
Oh, it's good, man. That game, that was one that I didn't think I would like. I played it when I was not feeling good, started into that. That thing sucked me in. That was one of my favorites to beat. I didn't think it was. It got a lot of praise. That game got a ton of praise. It was up for Game of the Year and stuff. I didn't think it was Game of the Year. I thought it might be Story of the Year. But in terms of the Game of the Year, I didn't know if it deserved that. But I really enjoyed it. Like, really, really enjoyed Walking Dead. I'm glad, Nub, you are getting into that game. That is a fun one to beat. But Swirly, you are three in. I don't think that one made your list of games on your backlog you want to beat in 2014. What do you have?
First one on my list is Deus Ex Human Revolution, which every time I look at it, I'm like, man, I want to play that game. It seems like a game that I would just absolutely love. And I don't know why, for some reason, I haven't played it. I've had the game for a while. And it hasn't gotten into my PS3 yet. And I don't know why. But it's definitely the game on my shelf that I'm looking most forward to. The next one is Zombie U for my Wii U. What more could you want? It's very tough. Survival zombies. I'm in. I really want to throw Metro Last Light in there, but I won't because it's going to be the next game that I play after I finish Alpha Protocol. So I'm going to go with Dragon Age, which is my old, that's an oldie.
That's a great game, though. That was one also, it's not on my list, but I never beat it, but I really enjoyed that game. It got a little bit, I didn't pay enough attention to how all the system worked, and I got overwhelmed by that game.
Yeah, I keep hearing about Jay Dizzle and his borderline crack addiction to that game.
Oh, he got into that. our fearless leader, who's out tonight with the throat injury, he got into that one pretty hardcore.
Pretty sure he got rabies, just so we all understand.
Yeah, I remember a lot of people were talking about that I should go back and read the thread for that game, and I didn't. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's a good, that's a solid list. I enjoy that. Solid, solid list by our very own Swirly. Which one of those do you think you'll beat first?
Man, I want to say Deus Ex, but every time I look at it, I don't know, for some reason it doesn't end up in my system. I'll probably say Dragon Age.
That'll be what I'm excited to follow, and hopefully you start posting when you, if you start playing it to look to beat it. Hopefully you get into the thread, the old Dragon Age thread, and pull it up on virtualsportsnetwork.com, sign up for the forums today. But hopefully you get in there and you start posting your crack addiction so that I can then, since I missed Dizzle's, I would love to follow yours. Well, I'd love to follow your experience through Dragon Age.
I resurrected the Alpha Protocol thread with my borderline addiction to that game, and it seems to have brought in a few people to talk about it, so I may have to start doing that with my older games.
I look forward to hearing about it. I look forward to hopefully you getting into that and playing it. We'll see if you have time, because, again, there's a bunch of games coming out. I know that I bring this up, and I bring up, I'm going to give you the three games on my backlog. And there's no way I beat all three of them. There's no way I play all three of them. I just took advantage of the Steam sale. So I've got a lot of games on the PC I want to play, although one of them is on my backlog. And we mentioned earlier the fact that MLB The Show comes out in March. I fully expect that to be the next game that really gets me in and doesn't let go of me for a while. And that comes out in March. So I've got from now to March to try to chip into these. But Skyrim is one of my three on my backlog that I never beat. I mentioned I had it, borrowed it, and never got it back. But I loved what I played of it. It's an overwhelming game, though. It's one that, for me anyways, I know you had mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Swirly, starting the game and then moving to another one and how you can't do that. Was that you who said that or no?
That was false.
Okay, so I'm with you in Skyrim in that one. Like, I started playing that, and then when I did think about going back and getting it, I thought, man, I don't remember what I've done up to this point. If I jumped into it, I would be completely lost. So I've got it for PC. I'm excited to start it. I started a game the other night just so I could see what it looks like. It looks awesome, and I remember why I loved it. So hopefully that's the one I sink some time into between now and March. So I've got that one on my backlog. The other one, and Swirly, I'm excited for you to hopefully give me the must play or leave it alone and work on the other two. Batman Arkham City. Never played that game.
That game is fucking boobies.
Okay, because I loved Arkham Asylum.
It is better in every way.
City is definitely the best of the three games.
I've got it for PS3. It's still in saran wrap. I got it from Black Friday two Black Fridays ago.
Nice.
For like $15. And just got it at a time where I knew I was going to play it eventually, and it never came out of the saran wrap, which isn't a problem because I still want to play that. But that one is on there. That is one that I would re-plug in the old PS3 and crank that thing up so that I could play some Arkham City. It's been a while since I played Arkham Asylum, obviously, so I don't, you know, every time I look at it, I forget my love for Arkham Asylum. I know in my head I enjoyed it. I just forget why, because it's been so long. But you would both give it the thumbs up on making sure I get that one in.
Oh, hell yes.
A thumb and a nub.
One thumb, one nub from our friend Nub Nation. And finally, the other one, this is one that I've wanted to beat that I don't know. It's on my backlog still, and it's a game that I never will beat ever because I'm not good enough at it. I'm not patient enough. But I want to play it again and give it its due time, and that's Dark Souls.
Yeah, that one's, I've got that one on my shelf too, and I think I've beat the first two bosses, and then I left to play. Something else came out, and I haven't gone back to it yet.
You know, I had Dark Souls in my cart at least three different times during the Steam sale, and I just could not do it. That's the same with Skyrim, actually, because, like you said, Skyrim is overwhelming. I had a bad experience with Skyrim on the PS3 because I had a 70-hour save file that got corrupted after one of their patches, and I tried to play it.
Oof.
And, you know, trying to play after you have that giant save file where you've done all this exploring and shit, and going back and having to start over, it's like, I can't even do it. I can't even do it.
Yeah, that would definitely kill a game for me.
Yeah, like I put that much time in, and I know that I still wasn't even close to actually finishing the main story, but I know how much time I've invested into it, and just can't do it. Cannot do it.
Any other ones on the outside looking in for you guys that you wanted to throw in there? Because I know I have a really big backlog of games. I know we all do because we are junkies and we enjoy them. Which I just want to make sure we got three of them we wanted. But are there any other ones looking in that you would have?
Oh, I know. I said Dragon Age would probably be the one of the three that I finished first. But I just have this feeling that once I get to the point of wanting to play that game, I'll end up just throwing in Skyrim instead. And then 2 weeks will be gone like nothing. So, what else? Is there anything else? You know, Diablo 3 is one that I have. I finished the first act, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, something else came out. Like, it was GTA. So, of course, I got lost into that game. But
yeah, absolutely.
But that was one that I absolutely loved when I played it. So I want to get back into that.
A game that's not on my backlog that I wanted to at least mention going forward. And by the way, the reason I wanted to bring this up, over winter I mentioned I'd played Torchlight 2. And I beat it finally. There's something fun about seeing the credits roll on a game. There's just something fun about that. It feels so good to know you beat it, you see the ending, and you're like, yeah, that's right. So it's kind of why I wanted to look at our backlog, but one is on mine, but I don't own it. It would be on it if I owned it. And you guys can yell and scream at me. I can't get it now. When I can afford it, I will buy it. And that is The Last of Us.
Oh, come on, son.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I loved it because I listened to your guys' Game of the Year podcast, and that one won. That was Virtual Sports Network's Game of the Year. Got me really excited about it. It won some other Game of the Year awards. I don't own it. And that will be one that I'm very excited to play when I get my hands on it.
The feels in that game. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It'll be good. That one I'm excited about. It would be on my backlog of games if it was actually in my log of games. But eventually, that is one that I am truly excited to play just based off of everyone else's excitement for it. I haven't really heard a bad thing about it, and the guys who have similar opinions to games that I have, like both of you guys and other guys at the site, other podcasts I listen to, the people I like that game, so that will be one I'm very, very excited about. All right, so there you go. There's some of the games on our backlog we'll hopefully get to in 2014. I'll ask you quickly, Swirly, do you have any stories going on? I know it's a dead time in the video game world, but there's got to be something out there rattling around in the news.
Came out yesterday. Doesn't have any effect on me, but I know. I think Nub, you mentioned getting Titanfall on PC. Mod tools will not be available at launch.
Oh no! Still gonna get it. That has no bearing on my purchase at all.
It's funny, Nub. That's one thing I need to maybe sit down and have a crash course with from you. You know, I'm new to the PC gaming world. I still love my consoles. I'm not going to be someone who switches all the way over to PC and shuns the consoles because I do believe, for me, the true video game experience will probably always be on my couch with the TV. That's just how I started my gaming life, and that's how I will always prefer it just because of that. But I'm not very smart when it comes to the mod tools so far as I dive into Steam and I just get started with it. It is something that I'm very, very interested in and very intrigued in, how they work and which ones to get. So at some point I would like you to sit me down and give me the crash course on how to work the mod system with a lot of these computer games.
Most of the time it just depends on if the developer wants to support them. Like, because they can't stop them no matter what. They can't stop.
No, absolutely.
Modding,
yeah, right,
these games. So if the developer wants support, then they make it really easy. Like with Torchlight, for example, developer supported. That's why it's all integrated into the Steam Workshop and all that fun stuff. So it's super easy for a game like that. But when I was playing NBA 2K on my PC before I got it on the PS4, you know, none of the mods, they don't support mods. So you have to go in and overwrite all these files and things like that. I mean, it's still fairly simple if you know what you're looking for, but most of the time it's very easy. Most of the time.
I wonder if that will ever, if the mod system, because the mod community is huge in PC games, and I wonder when we get to the point on consoles that that starts to happen.
I don't think we'll ever see that, to be honest with you.
Then just because it will be, it's too tough to get in there and get into the hardware, is that mainly the reason why?
Or because it's not that it's too tough, but think of mods, you know, there'll have to be two different sets of mods, however many systems they want to mod for, you know, that they're not all the same, unlike a PC. You put out one version of a mod and just keep putting out iterations of it, and everyone can have it. But with consoles, you know, these they don't want to be friends with each other and all that fun stuff. I don't think we'll ever see a point to where they're like, it's all about ease of use as well with consoles. You know, you don't want to have to go into file systems and things like that at all. They're not built for that. So I highly doubt it, but, I mean, if it happens, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it'll be, I just think that eventually, Nub, the systems are going to get to the point where they are closer to a computer, you know, than they are now. And maybe it's this current gen of systems with the Xbox One and the PS4, but
those things are as close as we've ever been.
Right, absolutely. Without it, then that's kind of why I'm wondering if it starts to pop up a little bit. We'll see. I know, once again, I'm not smart enough at all to even know what goes into it, and I have no idea if it's possible. I just know there are really smart gamers out there who love to get their fingers into that, and that is, like, more fun to them than playing the games, getting in there and tweaking everything that's been created, which I really don't have a problem with, as long as, you know, I get it for multiplayer purposes, how it can completely ruin and destroy a game. But, you know, if it's for single-player stuff, they get in there and they're messing around with it, I love that. I think that's fun for those people who are paying the money to buy the game, get in there and let them tweak their little stuff. But I understand the multiplayer aspect, how it can definitely ruin an online world really, really fast. I don't need to jump into Borderlands and be with a guy who's got all-powerful everything and can do and just ruin a game for me.
That's why I never wanted to play with Jay.
Yeah.
Because they want to sit there and duplicate all these weapons and stuff. Like, don't be a homo. Get it yourself.
Right. Make it, part of the fun. Part of the fun of those games where you're looking for loot is stumbling upon that one piece of loot that is better than all the rest. And that's what makes it fun, man. I love that kind of stuff. It's what I'm hopefully, and I'm looking for with the new systems. And Swirly, I've been deferring to MLB The Show a ton this podcast, but it's because I'm really excited about it. I look forward to with these ones. I just want them to be able to process more. Like, I want more packed into these games. And I want to get to the point with a game like that where I talk about loot and Borderlands and how I like the really rare stuff, and I want it to stay really rare. I don't want guys like Dizzle to be able to copy it all and duplicate it so everyone has it. Like, I look for games to have really rare, rare stuff. Where in MLB, I want there to be, you know, every time you hit the ball, it's pretty much it's like a big dice roll. You know, it's like they roll like 1,000 numbers. They throw out 1,000 numbers out there, and if it's one through this many, you know, it's an out. And if it's this number through that number, it's a hit and all that. I just want those numbers to get bigger. I want there to be random things that are so rare that you may not ever see it. And when I'm streaming, you know, I'm watching Swirly stream his games on PS4, I see something in his stream that I've never seen in my game, and maybe I don't, and that's what really makes the experience so cool and brings me coming back for more. I'm really hoping for that, in the current Genesis, the current gen games.
That would be pretty awesome in MLB.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It can happen, and with the capabilities of streaming your games now, and the fact that I love it. I've been watching Dizzle stream. I haven't seen any of yours lately, Swirly. I'm a little bummed out about that.
Yeah, I've been kind of back on the PS3 and actually probably instead of Metro, my next game will probably be trying to finish up Lego Marvel, actually. So
you can stream that. And again, with the streaming capabilities, the fact that I can watch you play a game, even if I own it, I can watch you play it. And if I see something in there that I didn't see in mine, man, that motivates me so much to go play mine even more. So why not, as a developer, get put really rare situations in games and stuff that is like that? Because I think then it opens up your mind to, holy cow, there's stuff that I still haven't seen. It makes me want to play it more. And when you got it, when you got the power behind the new systems, and everyone's saying, oh, you get these really super powerful systems, put them to the max. Let's test them out. Let's get funky with it. So I'm excited about that. Any more news for us today, Swirly?
There is a new DLC, a story-based DLC coming for Arkham Origins, and it revolves around Mr. Freeze. It'll be interesting to see how it is, because I definitely enjoyed the Harley Quinn's Revenge DLC for Arkham City, and when you encounter Mr. Freeze in Arkham City, that was one of my more favorable boss fights in that game. So it'll be interesting to see how they go about the entire DLC that revolves around him. So
they pretty much had a million enemies in the Batman games, because they had a ton in Arkham Asylum, and yeah. I've heard nothing but the fact that they have even more in Arkham City.
Yeah.
The best one was
Arkham City.
No, I mean the best villain. I apologize. The best villain was.
It's impossible to top the Joker.
I mean, it really is.
So outside of him, then, because he's in both, right? He's in all of them so far.
Yeah.
And in a sort of a main character role, of course, in the first one. I haven't played City, so I don't know what his role is in that.
Yeah. He's very prevalent in all of them. Favorite besides that, I might have to go with Scarecrow in, which one was it? Asylum, I think. Cause that was just,
yeah.
it was completely different type of gameplay than the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And he was so fucking creepy. I thought that was a lot of fun. And in fact, in Arkham Origins, that's kind of what they do with the Mad Hatter stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Nope.
But best villain?
Outside of Joker.
That's tough. It really is. I mean, the Scarecrow stuff was wild, like, and it kind of took, I'm not going to say it took you out of the game, but it was so different. It was so different from what you were playing this entire time to having fear around you, you know, and just going through these basic, very basic platform, but just how they were done, those were pretty sweet. Those were probably the most memorable moments outside of anything involving the Joker, being completely honest.
Yeah.
So I probably have to agree, because everything else, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, that's cool. You know, they're kind of like little cameos, if you will.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun, and it was one of the things that kept that game fresh. I'm with Swirly on the fact that I thought in Asylum, Scarecrow was awesome. And it was like that moment, I don't know if you guys played, what was it? It was Saints Row the second? Or no, Saints Row the third. And I forget what level it was, but when you would go inside the computer and you played like in that whole different world where you were like inside of the computer system, and you go, wow, this is like a different game than the game I was just playing. I love that kind of stuff, man. That was cool. Which apparently none of you guys played.
No, sure didn't.
You missed out. Swirly, did you not play Saints Row the Third?
I did. I'm having a problem remembering that part.
Well, you're fine. You're fine with it. I actually worked through that part with Twig, and it was miserable. Or excuse me, he who should not be named. Although he's back, so he can be named again. My favorite officer of the law, of course. Everyone's favorite. All right, well, guys, we're at the end of it. Let's wrap it up with some shout-outs. Swirly, who do you want to give some shout-outs to tonight?
Oh, shout-out to Foot Strike, Apex Racing. Shout-out to my fellow writers over at Gamer Assault Weekly. And shout out to you guys.
Nope. People don't get shout outs from me. I'm way too cool.
Not even my doppelganger.
Yeah, the last time he did a shout out, it broke Audacity.
Yeah, it broke everything.
Then I'm not going to risk that. Right. I'm not going to risk that. I'll give my shout out to our host, who is currently bedridden, who will have to listen to this podcast and realize why we miss him so much. Jay Dizzle, get well. Get well and keep your streaming. It was fun watching him stream. I watched him stream the Marvel game last night, the Lego Marvel game, and he was trying to talk during it, and he just coughed the whole way through it. And I was like, dude, just turn your mic off, man. I'm fine just watching you ball out in this video. But shout out to Dizzle. Shout out to the other guy we're missing tonight. I am Medellin. Love that guy. Hopefully he gets on some Borderlands with Nub and I sometime soon. I'm going to shout out Glenn Willett, because anyone who has played a game for 450 hours since November deserves a shout out from me. And then a shout out to both of you guys as well. I appreciate you making some time on a Friday night to record a podcast for episode 83 as we near ever closer towards that wonderful episode number 100 at virtualsportsnetwork.com. You can sign up for the forums today. Swirly, thanks so much for doing a great job producing as always.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong.